Alrighty, so today, team, we're going to discuss trust, building trust, and really understanding what trust means. So firstly, it goes without saying, in my opinion at least, that trying to sell something to someone who doesn't trust you is close to impossible. And I think for the vast majority of people who are going to get on calls with us, they're looking for guidance, of course. They're looking to be saved. They're looking to be helped. And, you know, the analogy that I use is if you're going to ask someone to walk through the fire with you or take a leap of faith, then you need to trust them. And the level of trust that you have for that individual will have a massive impact on whether you follow their lead, no matter what it is that you ask them to do. So I really want to break down what trust means to each of us. When I say each of us, you guys are listening, so you guys are forming your own thoughts. And I want to communicate my thoughts on trust and see what you think. So I think the biggest mistake that people make when they think about trust is they assume one of the two fundamental parts of trust and very rarely consider the second. Now, the first is, I'm going to use a few other adjectives to describe someone who may be trustworthy. People would say that they are honest, that they're telling the truth, that they mean well, that they want the best for you, that they're being authentic, that they're being genuine. Now, all of those things are very true, and all of those things make up an element of trust. But that's, to me, just one pillar of trust. There is a second pillar that often gets overlooked when you try and communicate the level of trust or ask for a certain level of trust from someone. And I'm going to use this as an example. If I asked you, if you're listening to this, think of someone who you trust most in the world, okay? Think of that person in your mind right now and go, right, I trust this human being. So if that person said, Chris, the card that I'm holding in my hand is the Queen of Diamonds, and your life depended on it, and you had to guess whether they're telling the truth or not, and you would trust them that it is the Queen of Diamonds, and they're looking at it, and they're telling you, you would trust them. Sure? What if you ask that person, okay, to tell you the mass of the sun to the closest kilo? Would you trust them to tell you the answer? Would you trust them to know the answer? And the answer is very, very unlikely. Because trust isn't just being honest, being truthful, communicating, being genuine, being authentic. It's also about competence. What I mean by that is they trust you if they believe that you want the best for them, yes. But they also need to think that you actually know what you're saying to be able to trust you too. Another example, I say to someone, hey, trust me, if you walk across these really hot coals, you won't burn your feet. Now, you could trust that person, but if that person doesn't have a Scooby-Doo, well, then you're taking a risk. Whereas if that person is extremely intelligent in the art of hot coal walking, then you have an additional level of trust towards that person because you believe they know what they're discussing about or talking about or their level of competence. So when you really break down trust, there's, yes, they're being honest, authentic, and genuine, but also there's a level of, okay, this person knows what they're talking about. An example, if I reach out to someone or I'm speaking to someone on a call or my team is speaking to someone about growing LinkedIn or improving their high ticket sales with their teams, yes, very often they will believe that we want the best for them and they'll feel a genuine authenticity. But they also need to know that we actually know what we're talking about. Because if I turn around to you, let's say whoever you are listening to this right now, if I said to you, hey, LinkedIn is where you need to be in your fitness business or whatever business that you have, okay, one, would you trust maybe that I'm telling you the truth, there would always be a part of you that goes, maybe you're just saying that because you want me to buy your course. But you would come to that understanding yourself. But also, you actually need to know that I know what I'm talking about. If I've never helped a fitness professional scale a business on LinkedIn, then you wouldn't trust that I know what I'm talking about. You would just think that I'm just saying that. So as you're communicating, let's say, with your fitness clients, and you're trying to communicate that you can help them and be there for them, not only do you need to build good rapport, but you also need to communicate your authority. So I want to go through two separate sets of skills and strategies where you can attack both of these. First, how can you build a good level of trust, rapport with the prospect early on? Talk about you. You're a human. You've got family. You've got loved ones. Talk about your experience. Be honest. Be open. Be relaxed. Gauge your tonality. Are you presenting to someone or are you having an honest discussion with someone? Are you coming to the call with the perceived expectation of what's going to happen? They're going to close. This is going to happen. Or are you actually going, listen, Louise, I have no idea if I can help you yet. I'm pretty confident I can because of the information that I know already, but I'm not certain. I really want us to have an open conversation on this call. By the end of this call, I hope we will both either believe that yes, we can help you, and then, you know, we proceed, or we will come to the realization that our program just isn't the right fit for you, or now may not be the right time. Are you opposed to having that conversation? She's going to say, well, no, that sounds like a good idea. So I've already laid the groundwork for an honest, open conversation. And as you're going through that conversation, she needs to feel like you're listening, that you can hear her, that you understand. So if someone said to me, hey, listen, like I've got a blister on my foot. And I said, yeah, listen, I've had them before. Isn't it really sore when like you're going upstairs, especially because, you know, when you move onto the ball of your foot, they're like, yeah, listen, this person knows. So you need to try and communicate back situations of things that they haven't told you yet, because you know from experience. And like with any marketing, you enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. That's what real marketing is. And a real salesperson who's exceptionally good at sales will have an ability to understand the prospect and the prospect situation more than they understand it themselves. And that's a skill. Yes, you can learn it, and hopefully these podcasts are useful, but it's a skill. And you can improve that skill, but sometimes people are just born with a certain level of skill. So you can do all of these things, you know, your tonality, how you speak to people, the questions that you ask. Something, and I've been in some of the biggest sales teams in the world at this point, and a lot of sales professionals don't talk about themselves enough. They talk about the business owner and the offer and the program and the results, and they ask the prospect about them, but they don't talk about them as humans, the closer. Because I don't care what anyone says, people buy from people. And if I'm on a sales call for, let's say, some company, let's say, you know, we've got James Smith Fitness or something. And if I'm taking a sales call for whoever James Smith is, James Smith Fitness or David Ryan Fitness, whatever, I'm not just selling, you know, the program. I'm also letting this person know that I'm a real human too. And I understand, and I've been on these calls before, and, you know, I'm a good person to listen to because I care and I'm open and I'm honest. So there's some really good strategies to try and open up that level of trust. Now, the second level of trust that I discussed is that era of confidence. Confidence in what you're talking about that shows that you're competent. So yes, confidence is important, but so is competence. That they believe that you're competent, you're able to do things, you're skilled, you're educated, you're someone to listen to, you know what you're talking about, you're not just talking shit. This stuff is important. And the way you do that is by building credibility around. So I completely understand. And you know that this is the reason why that happens. Or, you know, what I've realized, I've been doing this for, you know, over a decade. Some of the things that I see quite often are A, B, and C. Or you want to know some of the areas that can really improve your life right now? X, Y, and Z. So these statements are just credibility builders. It's like name dropping, but nugget dropping. Instead of just dropping famous people's names, you're dropping advice. And every time you give one of these, the prospect is going, oh, that makes sense. Or, yeah, I feel that. Or that makes sense to me. And I experienced that too. And I never thought of it that way. But wow, that's such a great perspective. And as you go through the call, as you go through this sales journey with the prospect, you're cultivating both of these. You're cultivating your authenticity, who you are, your honesty, but you're also showing them that you really know what you're discussing. When you tell them that, you know, this is the right tactic for them to lose weight, or this is what they need to be doing in their life to build muscle, or whatever it is, they need to understand that both of those are important. And if you want to get on a call and exuberate trust and show trust and have them, you know, really feel that they can trust you, you need to have both of those elements. I hope that's super useful. This is something that I talk about quite often with a large number of closers, and a lot of business professionals too, of course, you know, fit bros who, you know, are taking their own calls. That level of trust is really important. And you know what? Being just a decent human being is half the way there, you know. And what I say this all the time. The most important thing you can do on a sales call is just tell the effing truth. Like, just tell the fucking truth, right? That's the most important thing. If you don't feel like it's a good fit, then tell them, because it's so refreshing. I was on a call, I rarely take calls these days, but I happened to get on a call with an awesome guy, actually living out here in Dubai, owns a gym, and I got on a call with him, like, bro, like, our program's not where you need to be. And he was like completely blown away with my honesty. I'm like, listen, my goal when I get on this call is not to close you. It's not to sell you anything. It's, I'm going to leave this call knowing that I left the person who attended the call in a better place. I'm going to tell them the truth. I'm going to be honest. And I'm going to tell them exactly where they need to go. And often that is our program. But for this individual, it wasn't. And he found it so, like, it was so refreshing. He was almost trying to give me money, but he understood that what I was saying is true. And I actually told him, you know, someone else that I think he should work with. And I think he really appreciated that and respected that. But it's because I got on the call and I was honest. I built that guy's trust. And when I was able to actually tell him that, you know, it wasn't us that, you know, and it was because what he was trying to do was something very different to scaling a high ticket offer on LinkedIn, you know, that what he was doing was maybe something a little bit more in person and all of that stuff. So, you know, I had built that level of trust with him. And I think that's really important when you guys are going out into the world, getting on calls with all of these people, is to remember that element of trust. So to summarize, the two elements are, number one, obviously be genuine, be authentic. So they believe what you say and they trust you in that sense. On the flip side of the coin, they also need to trust that you know your stuff, your competence, that you're educated and that you're smart. And if you put both of those together, you have an incredible, trustworthy person on the call with a beautiful prospect who can be helped, and they're way more likely to say yes. I hope that's useful. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Stay good, stay cool, stay doing the right thing. Keep being honest. Peace.